Ir a trabajar no es fácil cuando tienes que llevar a tus padres al cardiólogo o a la farmacia. Lo bueno es que el cuidado médico de calidad de Kaiser Permanente incluye videocitas con tu doctor y envío de la mayoría de las medicinas a casa por correo para que te ahorres el viaje. kp.org/viva bien. Kaiser Permanente. Viva bien.
Citas sujetas a disponibilidad cuando sean apropiadas.
Benbridge is your personal jeweler, your on-call treasure hunter, and fearless fashion explorer. 20 years ago, we introduced the most beautiful diamond we have ever offered. The Signature Forever Mark Diamond, found exclusively at Benbridge, is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Each diamond is hand-selected and graded beyond the normal 4Cs. Less than 1% of the world's diamonds qualify to become a Signature Forever Mark Diamond. Click the banner to explore our Signature Forever Mark Diamond collection. Benbridge.
Baseball Dad's number?
30.
Hey, Dad? You want to have a catch? I'd like that.
Baseball Dads, it's Jason Acquisto, and it is about 5 days into the brand new 2019 Major League Baseball season. Just getting underway, and all of the predictions are out. It's just the right time right now. We've seen kind of, you know, a few games, just getting started. It's time for the fearless predictions for the season. I've got mine right here. My guest is Anthony Acquisto.
What's going on? How are you?
How you doing, Anthony? How's your spring break going?
It's going pretty solid so far. Still got like 6 days or so left.
Okay. You getting a little MLB The Show action in?
Yeah.
Not bad. Okay. I was looking at this that came in the USA Today, the junkie's guide to the Major League Baseball season. Burning questions, you know. Can it get any worse in Baltimore? Burning question. Will Goldschmidt get the Cardinals into the playoffs? A burning question. Are you ready to jump right into predictions? We can do that right now. Jump in. I believe we do this every year. I believe I currently have the trophy from last year's predictions.
I believe that is wrong. I think that it's up in my room right now.
Okay, well, we'll just cut that part out. 2019 Major League Baseball predicted order of finish. Today is April 1st, by the way. I'm going to go ahead and jump in and give you my American League East order of finish. Yankees, Red Sox, Rays, Jays, O's. What do you think?
That was my exact order. I think I had those five in that order too.
Okay.
That was probably one of the easier divisions to
pretty
pick.
Easy. Yankees win that division. In my book, yours too.
All right.
In the West, American League, Astros finished first. Seattle, Oakland, Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and then Texas in last place. Sorry.
All right. I respect those picks. For my West, I had Houston Astros, Oakland Athletics in second, Angels in third, Mariners in fourth, Rangers in fifth.
Okay. So a little bit different there.
Mariners they sold a lot this offseason, so mm-hmm. I don't think they'll eclipse 500.
A's were good last year.
And I think they won't win 97 games again.
They made the playoffs.
They did make the playoffs, and
they didn't make a whole lot of moves this past offseason, did they?
Not that I can think of.
Yeah, I think we'd know if they did. Okay, the Central. Arguably the weakest division in the major leagues.
Definitely.
I don't even know if it's arguable. I think it's obvious. The Cleveland Indians will obviously win that division.
Yep. Agreed.
Yes. Second place, I don't know, take your pick.
Minnesota, in my opinion.
They're going to finish second.
They'll finish second. They'll win, I said 87 games. I have my predictions pulled up here. I think they'll win 87 games. They're off to a pretty good start this year.
And you know,
their starting pitching has been solid. They have really good young rotation. And then they added, I mean, no one thinks about like the additions that they made this offseason, because they added Jonathan Scope, mm-hmm. they added Marwin Gonzalez, they added Nelson Cruz,
mm-hmm.
and then obviously, I don't know the status on Miguel Sano right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of a weird player, but still have him. They still have Jorge Polanco. They have Mitch Garver catching. They have a really young rotation. I think they might make the playoffs.
So I'm underestimating the Twins is what you're saying.
Think you're underestimating the Twins.
Okay, well, let's say they're the second-best team. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we agreed they're finishing second. I have them in second. So they're not going to necessarily suck, you're mm-hmm. saying. Okay. There's a lot of young players on the team that are not household names, and they made some moves that weren't headline moves. But, I mean, you got a player, a veteran slugger like Nelson Cruz coming in. I forgot that he's going there. I mean, that's mm-hmm. you're right. Maybe they are putting something together there. And then we get into the dregs. I mean, this is going to be a back half of the division. It's not going to be not too good. White Sox, I'd like to hope and think that the White Sox are moving in a positive direction. My friends who are White Sox fans, I want that to happen for you.
It would have been so helpful, though, if they could have landed Harper or Machado. And I know they tried.
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, it just would have looked a lot more promising if they would have done that, I guess.
And poor Kansas City, they're not the team they were 5 years ago, but they're on the downslope right now. There's, you know, hills and valleys. I have the Royals and Tigers closing out that fourth and fifth place in the AL Central. Same for you?
That's what I had as well, yes.
Not a good division, but still, Indians win that one for sure. Okay, so I have the Yankees, Astros, and Indians being division winners. The wild card in the American League, I have Red Sox and Mariners.
I have Red Sox and Twins.
Okay, very cool.
At Fenway Park.
Okay.
I think that we'll have another situation where two teams in the same division will win 100 games. I think the Yankees will win 100. And looking here. Oh, I actually had Boston winning 99.
Okay.
So close enough.
But not too bad.
But I think they'll make easy work of the Twins.
I mean, how much did the Red Sox do in the offseason to change that makeup of that club?
You don't need to
not
change
much.
It.
I mean,
they won
108
last year.
They were
year.
So good.
Yeah.
Yankees did nothing but get better, I think.
Yeah, Yankees added really good pitching.
Astros pitching is still pretty good, even though it's not as, you know, it's not as embarrassingly rich as it was, like, say, 2 years ago. It's still pretty darn strong. Verlander.
Yeah, Verlander signed an extension recently. So, yeah.
And who then?
Garrett Cole.
It's a pretty good top
Lance
of the rotation.
McCullers is going to be out for a long time, so that kind of sucks for them. But those top two, are good. And they added Brantley in the offseason.
Jeff Brantley?
Michael Brantley.
Oh, yeah. Okay, National League. National League East is arguably, my favorite word, the most improved division. I mean, they go three teams deep, I think, as far as over 500 potentially playoff teams. Braves finish first, Phillies in second, and I know it, they're still the Mets, but they made some pretty good moves. They made some additions that I think will pay off. The Mets are going to finish third, and they're going to be in the hunt.
So you had Nats finishing fourth?
I have Nats in fourth.
That's bold.
Well, I struggle with that because the Mets will be the Mets. And then the Nationals, I think, even though they lost Bryce Harper, they still maintained, I think, a high-quality roster full of talent.
They added Patrick Corbin. He signed, like...
I could be eating those words, but, you know, this is about, you know, putting it out there.
I mean, it's hard to say. I had Braves first place, Philly second place, Nationals, Mets, Marlins.
Okay.
But, I mean... It seems kind of weird to have Braves over Phillies right now, considering that the Phillies like kind of abused them in the opening series.
I know.
Them
and yeah, very but still. Solid. National League West, Los Angeles Dodgers will again win the division.
That's also an easy division.
It is an easy division to predict. Rockies will still be good. I think this division finishes in the same order as it was last year.
You think so?
Isn't that Dodgers, Rockies, Diamondbacks, Padres, Giants?
I think that's what it was last year. But I have Dodgers, Rockies, Padres, Diamondbacks, Giants.
You just swapped three and four.
Yeah, I don't think the Diamondbacks will be remotely what they were the past 2 years.
I think they lost Goldschmidt.
Who's Goldschmidt?
I don't know. Central is...
They lost Corbin and A.J. Pollock, too.
Oh, they're good players. Yeah. The Central is, I think, not just because my team is in the Central, but, man, this is a strong division.
Most definitely.
There are four teams that are over 500 in this division, I believe.
You think so?
And the Reds also are improved. And the Reds are threatening to be relevant this year.
Oh, dang.
I mean, come on. Why not? It's got to happen sometime, right? Central is going to be won by the Cardinals. This is the year that they get over the hump and win that division again. The Milwaukee Brewers are going to make it really interesting. They are a good team.
They looked very good against the Cardinals in that three-game
series. Opening series of the year.
Made me realize how good Josh Hader is.
Josh Hader.
I mean, because I've known that he's a freak. Like, saw him do very good in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
And obviously that's like a very nice bullpen.
It is.
I mean, they lost Knebel, which kind of sucks.
Well, you know, they'll find a way. I think they've made a statement that they're not just gonna kind of ebb and flow as a smaller market contender every few years and then unload expensive players. I think they seem like a winning culture now.
Yeah.
You know?
And as of today, April 1st, they're still really in depth in talks with Craig Kimbrel.
I've got Cardinals, Brewers, Cubs. And again, I think that it's going to be clogged at the top of that division, but I think it's really a two-team race for first place. Brewers nipping at the Cardinals' heels as it gets further on down the summer. And then the Pirates in fourth place, they're not a bad ball club. They're good.
Yeah, the Pirates played the Cardinals today.
Yeah.
And I've kind of been, like, crapping on Chris Archer recently. I mean, like, since the Pirates traded for him, because I thought they completely gave up way too much for him to the Rays, because they gave up Austin Meadows, and I can't even think of who else they gave up, but Austin Meadows being the big one. And then his numbers aren't particularly great, but, you know, he struck out a solid amount of players today for the Cardinals. Our offense looked very bad.
Anemic. Yeah. I think Archer is one of those guys that when he is given run support, when he's healthy, when he's in, you know, all the variables are in his favor, then he is a top line front of the rotation guy.
Archer struck out 8 today.
Yeah, I mean, I think he didn't have that kind of situation in Tampa.
That was it.
Yeah. Well, now he's in Pittsburgh. I think if you get 30 starts out of Chris Archer, he is an ace all the way. Anyway. I think that the Pirates are a good team. They'll have a good winning season. I think the Reds will be better. They're not going to be good, but I think they're improving. I think they've turned a corner. I mean...
I don't know how to feel about the Reds.
I know how I feel. I'm not confused. I have a dislike of the Reds. But as an objective fan of baseball, you know, I want to look at them and say, hey, come on, what happened? What's going to help you guys? I mean, I'm joking about really disliking them that much because a lot of our friends are big Reds fans. Mm-hmm. And I understand that, man, the glory days and all that. But, you know, unless Chris Sabo is coming out of retirement with the rec specs. Anyway, I don't know what the Reds are doing, really. I know they've gotten rid of Homer Bailey. Oh, homie. So, anyway.
You're cutting that part. All right, well, for my Central predictions, mine were drastically different. I have the Cubs winning the division, winning 94.
Okay.
I still think that they have the best, maybe the best pure... I'm hesitant to say the best pure talent in the division. But, like, Javier Baez, as much as I dislike him, I think he's still a really good player. And Chris Bryant is a really good player. And so is... You know, Anthony Rizzo, and so
no
is
doubt.
Kyle Hendricks is a good pitcher, although he did not pitch well today.
Yu Darvish hasn't started off very strong.
Yu Darvish is a waste of $160 million or whatever.
I want you to succeed. I mean, I think, you know, it's a tough town.
Yeah.
So you've got Cubs first.
So I've got Cubs first. I have the Cardinals winning 93, so a game behind them in second place. I have the Brewers in third winning 87. I have the Reds fourth and the Pirates fifth, with only one game separating both of them.
Wow.
Reds win 78, Pirates win 77.
Well, good for you. I mean, that's different, but not good for you in a condescending way, but I like it when it's different. It keeps it interesting. So my division winners in the National League are Braves, Dodgers, and Cardinals. And my wild cards are Brewers and Phillies.
My division winners are Dodgers, Cubs, Braves. I have St. Louis and Philadelphia in the wild card game at Busch Stadium.
Oh, okay.
And okay, I'm going to force you to take me to that game on October 1st or 2nd or whatever.
I'll be there. In the postseason, I have the Red Sox emerging from the wild card one game battle over Seattle.
And I had Red Sox over the Twins.
The National League wild card, Brewers prevail over Phillies.
I had Cardinals over Phillies in the, okay, in the wild card.
So in the ALDS, Yankees over Indians, Astros over Red Sox.
So you think the Astros will win the most games in the American League?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. I have Yankees, Red Sox once again in the American League Division Series, just like last year.
Mm-hmm.
This time I think the Yankees are going to have an amazing year, and I think that they're going to come out on top in that series.
Okay.
And then Houston-Cleveland again. We've seen this matchup a couple years now in the DS, and I think that Houston's going to win again like they did last year.
So is that becoming a rivalry or not?
I think it is, just because they've seen each other in the playoffs so much.
I mean, Yankees-Red Sox, greatest rivalry in sports. You know, how many times in a row do you have to play somebody for it to become a rivalry? Because Cardinals-Dodgers over and over in the postseason, and that kind of became a rivalry, but...
Yeah, in like the early, like mid-2010s.
Yeah, when like Don Mattingly was...
2012, 2013,
yeah,
2014.
Right.
Those years.
So Astros and Indians is kind of a mini...
I guess.
Rivalry. You so you think that. Astros is coming
I have Astros
top.
Over Indians in probably four.
Okay.
Because they swept them last year. We'll see what happens.
So
year.
In the American League Championship Series, we have the same matchup.
Yankees-Stros.
Yankees-Stros. I say Yankees win, go to the World Series.
And I said Yankees also win, going to the World Series.
Isn't that funny?
Yankees are overpowered, man.
Yeah, they
Yankees
are huge.
Are solid.
In the National League Division Series, Cardinals will meet Dodgers again in that ongoing kind of situation. Braves and Brewers.
So you had then Braves winning the most in the NL.
I have the Braves winning the most in the NL.
Yep, because they'd be facing the wild card.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the Braves could win the most in the National League because the Dodgers are going to be fine. But they won't be that much better, and the central teams are going to just cannibalize each other, so there's going to be a lot of 90 win teams. But the Braves could win, they could be the 100 win team in the National League. Anyway,
I had them 92. I think I had them winning 92 games. So I have Cubs Braves in the DS, and then the winningest team in the NL, Dodgers, facing the Cardinals in the DS also.
Okay. So coming out of the division series, I've got the Cardinals and the Braves.
Coming out of the division series, I have the Cardinals over the Dodgers and the Braves over the Cubs.
So it's the same CS for you.
So we both have the same CS. Jeez. On either side. And
We didn't even look at this before.
No.
I didn't know what yours were.
Nope.
Okay. And the World Series, I have the Cardinals winning the National League Championship Series over the
Braves.
Over the Braves.
I think that's going to be an amazing series, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, this is not about what we want to happen. This is what we think will happen.
I think that would be a fantastic series if the Cardinals face the Braves. That'll go seven, if it does. Six or seven.
It might go eight.
It might go eight. Be the first ever to do it.
Who's going
to
win?
I said Braves would come out in seven against the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
I mean, it could happen. Both teams are... I think exceptional this year.
I don't think the Cardinals are ready to contend for a World Series this season.
I'm still mad at the Braves because of 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, you could be right. I am a little bit biased taking the Cardinals, but I don't think it's a stretch. I think they've got.
I don't think it's a stretch either.
Yeah, they've got a much improved team, and they've got the depth, and they've got the pitching, the bullpen, if everything falls. So in the World Series, I've got Cardinals versus Yankees.
And I have got Braves versus Yankees, which Braves versus Yankees would be a very not. Maybe it'd be a fun World Series to watch, but it would not be competitive, in my opinion, by any means.
Yankees would win it, right?
Yankees in five,
yeah,
is what I said.
Well, I've got the Cardinals in the World Series against the Yankees, and I'm going to say the Cardinals would win that. I think the Cardinals win that World Series. Does it make sense on paper? Maybe not. Yankees, I think, are going to be a better team, but something in my soul, not even what I want to happen, but something reminds me, the objective baseball fan, something reminds me of the 2006 Cardinals and even the 2011 Cardinals that, you know, probably weren't supposed to win that World Series either year. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to go with Cardinals over Yankees. I love that rematch of the 1964 World Series, and just because those are two classic franchises.
That would be a very fun series to watch.
Spectacular.
See, you know, the two teams with the most World Series. You know, because, like, as a Cardinals fan, I've kind of gotten, you know, comfortable with having that second place title in World Series.
Yeah.
But then a couple weeks ago, I was looking at, like, who, you know, who has the most World Series, and it was, like, Yankees.
27. Yeah. It's a lot more than 11. 27. Yeah.
And then Cardinals 11. And then Red Sox, this kind of surprised me. But it probably shouldn't. Red Sox 8, which kind of was like, you know, whoa, like Red Sox, if they continue to, you know, like play at the pace that they did last year, they're kind of going to threaten that title of, you know, second winningest team in history.
Like to put some distance between us and them.
Yeah, I just want to get one wedged between
us. Well,
like
it took the Red Sox so long to get from.
No one's going to catch the Yankees.
It's a lot to catch, but the Red Sox, it took them a long time to get. Number 6, 7, and 8. They were on 5 for a long time. Okay, so there's our predictions, and we can revisit those after they happen. I didn't tell you this, but I do have the results of our the movie poll that I did.
Okay.
I put a poll on Facebook, and the question was, what is your favorite baseball movie? What is your favorite? And everyone voted for that. We had a lot more votes than I thought. I mean, I put in a couple of Facebook groups for old-time baseball, just different random baseball groups I'm in. Yeah.
Whoa,
so here are some that did not get any votes. Mr. Baseball with Tom Selleck when he goes to Japan. Nothing to say about that.
I haven't seen that all the way through.
Also, no votes was Bad News Bears Go to Japan, which was a travesty.
Come on.
It was just besmirched the franchise. Rookie of the Year, which was really good.
Okay. It was solid. I enjoyed that.
Mr. 3000 with Bernie Mac, which was a strange baseball movie.
When we go through them all, I'll tell you if I've seen
them. I think I know which ones you see. This one is good. This is a lost classic. No votes for this, but I would encourage you to see it. It's called Bingo Long. Bingo Long's Traveling All-Stars and Motor Kings. It's about a barnstorming team from the 1930s, I guess, or 40s, of Negro League players that went city to city and kind of put on a show, almost like a Harlem Globetrotters type thing. And so it was a slice of life out of that whole cultural world that was the Negro Leagues in Richard Pryor, James Earl Jones, Billy Dee Williams, almost a who's who of 1970s African-American stars. So that's a good movie. No votes. Not surprising. Low awareness. The following received one vote. Million Dollar Arm with John Hamm. And the...
Oh, I remember seeing that.
Yeah, we saw it in the theater. Not bad. He got the cricket players from India and turned them into pitchers.
Okay.
The Rookie with Dennis Quaid. I liked it, based on the true story of Jim Morris, who became a pitcher at age old. One vote. Bang the Drum Slowly, a super serious made-for-TV movie starring Robert De Niro and Michael Moriarty. It's a tearjerker. Bang the Drum Slowly. One vote. The Fan, again with De Niro, about 25 years later, and Wesley Snipes playing a almost Barry Bonds-like character. And De Niro, in a stretch, plays kind of a psycho. And then Fear Strikes Out, the Jimmy Pearsall story. That got 2 votes. Angels in the Outfield. Ah. Did you see that?
No.
Okay. Now we get into what I think are the middle echelon of votes. These got 10 or more votes. 61, the story of the summer of 1961, Roger Maris chasing the record, directed by Billy Crystal. Bad News Bears in Breaking Training. This is one of my favorite all-time movies, personally. Now, it's not a great movie. In fact, it's kind of on the bad side of mediocre. But if you're a 12-year-old Jason Acquisto, this movie is everything. Anything to say about Breaking Training?
No. I like it a lot, but no.
What do you mean? Biscuits and coleslaw are extra.
That's a good line from the movie. Bad News Bears and Breaking Training.
Okay, 42, Jackie Robinson story. It got more than 10 votes. For Love of the Game. It's one of the Kevin Costner trilogy. I don't know much about this one. It's called Moneyball. Ever seen that?
It's a good movie. That's my favorite baseball movie ever.
I'm kidding. Moneyball. I love it. It's great. When I point to you, speak. Because he gets on base. Here we go. 8 Men Out. Great historical movie. Pride of the Yankees. This is in reverse order, working our way towards number one. Pride of the Yankees with Gary Cooper as Lou Gehrig. Now, the top 5 in our unofficial online poll. What's your favorite baseball movie? You saw this one just last year. Major League.
I did like that movie a lot. Very good.
Yep.
Recommend it to anyone that has not seen it.
Highly recommended. Just a bit outside. Now, actually, here's a tie for 4th place between A League of Their Own and the original Bad News Bears. A League of Their Own was really popular. A lot of people liked that. It's the female professional baseball player team. Pretty good. There's no crying in baseball is where that came from.
Right.
Famous line. I think people just like Rosie O'Donnell, maybe. Bull Durham, which we just watched the other day.
Watched like part of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little more mature in its content, but, you know, candlesticks always make a nice gift. That is the number 3 position. And now there is a tie for number 2. These got the same amount of votes. These 2 movies, The Natural and The Sandlot.
Dude, The Natural is always on MLB Network at like 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
I like to be like over breaks and stuff when there's no baseball on TV to be shown, like West Coast baseball or anything. After like MLB Tonight was on for an hour or whatever, just turn on The Natural.
The Natural.
It was on like literally every night. And whenever I would turn on MLB Network, there it was. Just
the thing is,
it's a solid movie.
It's
from what
solid.
I've seen.
It's definitely not a fast paced movie. It's very deliberate. It's very moody. It's a Barry Levinson film, and it looks like that. I mean, I don't want to get too nerdy, but I mean, it is a great movie, very iconic. A lot of people loved it. And then, of course, what has become a modern classic, The Sandlot. It was in second place. A lot of people love The Sandlot. I love The Sandlot. I think it gets a little bit over-talked about. I mean, I want it to be kind of so great and special that not everyone knows about it. You know what? You know, it's kind of like just, I get it. You're killing me, Smalls. Still great. Peppercorn, still a dime. Number 1 in our online poll, what's your favorite baseball movie? The answer, Field of Dreams. The winner was Field of Dreams.
Not surprising, if I'm being honest.
So there you have it. Just for fun, you know, there are so many great baseball movies, and there's a lot that are left off this list. But, I mean, it's just fun to kind of see what people like and share opinions and whatnot. So that's going to do it for this ep. We're just going to see how baseball season goes. And our next episode, check this out. Ray Kramer and Theo Kramer.
That'll be a doozy.
A doozy.
Is that even a word?
If doozy. I want Ogilvy.
Good one.
All right. Well, that's it for Baseball Dads. So long.
Come on, let the kids play.
Baseball Dads is produced and engineered at Crow Hop Studios in Fishers, Indiana.
Let them play. 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 Let them play.
Producer Richard Lerma, the client is the Home Depot. Production date October 21st, 2020. Copyright 2020. This is a 30-second stereo spot in Spanish. Spot title, Pro Paint / Bear Ultra Scuff Defense / $29.60 / Hispanic / CN30. Ad ID YHTHD24RP30.
Como pintor profesional, sabes que tus clientes quieren un acabado mate, pero no quieren pagar el precio de tener que batallar con mugre y marcas. Usa el nuevo Bear Ultra Scuff Defense de The Home Depot para un acabado mate hermoso, más una defensa contra manchas y marcas. Y ese precio, desde solo $29.60 el galón. Y eso es antes del descuento Pro Extra. Una pintura mate que resiste las marcas. Bear Ultra Scuff Defense. Solo en The Home Depot. Haces más, logras más. Disponible por internet y en tiendas seleccionadas.
Benbridge is your personal jeweler, your on-call treasure hunter, and fearless fashion explorer. 20 years ago, we introduced the most beautiful diamond we have ever offered. The Signature Forever Mark Diamond, found exclusively at Benbridge, is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Each diamond is hand-selected and graded beyond the normal four C's. Less than 1% of the world's diamonds qualify to become a Signature Forever Mark Diamond. Click the banner to explore our Signature Forever Mark Diamond collection.
I thought I'd have to choose between an IT degree and certifications, until I found WGU. There, I earned both through one program. WGU prepared me to earn certs from CompTIA and others at no extra cost. WGU IT bachelor's and master's degrees have no set class times. Rather, students progress at their pace, completing as many courses as they can each six-month term. I graduated faster, and you could too. Learn more at wgu.edu.
Howie Politics and State Affairs Pro offer insider election coverage, polling, and analysis in Indiana. Our nonpartisan news and legislative tools create a winning combination Pro subscribers can't live without. For all the resources you need this election season and beyond, visit pro.stateaffairs.com/in. That's pro.stateaffairs.com/in.